ESPN Radio 1027, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Daugherty.
Hey, welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 1027. I love when we have some great Twitter interaction. Honestly, we love you guys as listeners. I feel like, Todd, you know, for sports listeners, sometimes they can get a little crazy, carried away. But I feel like our listenership is pretty spot on, pretty in tune with what's going on. Even though Leo is a Duke guy, he makes good points. But I'm gonna go home and find my glass of my Blue Devil glass. It's all X'd out. I'll send it to him. A lot of fun. Anyway, this is the home stretch. I'm Pat Daugherty alongside Todd Burlidge.
Thunder and lightning outside.
Todd about jumped out of his seat, the lightning that just struck behind us here in the studio. Got a heavy storm with 40-mile-an-hour wind blowing through here. So be safe if you're out and about. Don't fall asleep to my docile tones when you're on the road. I know it can be hard. We do want to mention tomorrow on the show, Frank Caliendo is scheduled to be on 5:15. He's going to be down at the Wagon Wheel on Saturday. One of the funnier guys, one of the funnier comedians. I love his stuff. I really do. He'll be on the show tomorrow as we'll talk to him about his upcoming event. All right, let's move on. It's now time to boogity, boogity, boogity. Welcome in Jordan Fuller here to the show. Jordan Fuller is our local and national expert when it comes to racing, all things racing. And Jordan, first and foremost, my man, there is some big news. Big news in racing. Carl Edwards is hanging it up. What's going on there?
Well, I think it became pretty surprising to most people. You got a 37-year-old that had every bit of probably a good 10 more years available for him to race. And for him to just come out without anybody knowing and hang the hat up is pretty surprising. But you got to look at the guy and give him props. He wants to stay home and be around his kids and put his fatherhood first, and I think that says a lot.
Jordan, is that what this is? I keep, as I read the stories and keep looking at the situation, I mean, we're talking about a guy who plays fourth this year in points, has been a runner-up, a championship runner-up twice, 28 career wins, top tens in almost half of his 445 career starts, which is pretty remarkable, on the best team in racing in Joe Gibbs. I just wondered if there was something more to this. I heard rumors of some health issues, maybe a rift between he and Joe Gibbs. Is there something more to this than him just wanting to be a daddy?
I don't necessarily think so. I think the only thing that I think was brought to light, just like in football, you got the concussion aspect,
right.
Of course, that everybody knows with Dale Jr. And that's one of the things he said. You know, he said right now he's 100% healthy, and he can walk away and be 100% healthy the rest of his life. And as these cars get faster and the speedways get bigger and bigger, that risk becomes more and more. And, you know, with him, once again, it goes back to, I think it's shocking due to the fact of the career he's had, the team he's running for, the capabilities that he's got going forward, and really just to give all that up and say, hey, I'm going to stay home now. There's not too many people that would do that. But, yeah, I think it comes down to a little bit of, obviously, the concussion aspect of it. He knows he's healthy. And, you know, I'm a family man myself. And to have someone that wants to stay home and be there for their kids and their wife and stuff, I give it props personally.
Once again, we're joined by Jordan Fuller from Land Rover Spring. He's our racing expert here on ESPN Radio 1027. Here's my question, Jordan. Put us inside the cars. Obviously, we don't have experience behind the wheel. How grueling is it on the body of a human being racing at that level? The G-forces alone, but as you mentioned, the concussions, times that they get in wrecks, I mean, that takes a toll on the body. I don't think a lot of people really understand the pain, the wear and tear that actually goes on a body sitting in that car at that, not only the speed, but the heat and the intensity that's in the car at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. You can take even a place like Bristol and Martinsville that may be a shorter track, but you're still putting 400 or 500 laps in. Just that in itself is grueling. You're talking, you know, if it's 100 degrees outside, it's going to be 140 in that car. Granted, you know, they come with safety precautions. You know, the Honda devices come out, the safer barriers. They've done all this, But the fact of the matter is, you hit a wall 180, you're going to know you hit a wall 180. The safety aspect has grown dramatically. But a lot of these tracks, I mean, you're still pulling probably anywhere from 2 to 4 G's sometimes in the corners on these smaller tracks, especially like Indy cars. They're just planted so hard, and you're running at such a high speed that between driving the car and keep in mind, when these guys are showing up usually Thursday, Friday and practicing, then you have your qualifications and then racing. So it's not just the 400 laps on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. It's also a year-round endeavor. These guys do a lot of testing this time of year. I know when Daytona rolls around, they're down there for almost an entire month, Jordan. You know, I think what's interesting, you know, you talked about the safety initiatives, most of which have come after Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s death. But, you know, at the same time, there's still a lot to talk about and a lot that these drivers are worried about. I can't help but wonder now with Carl Edwards' decision to step down and Dale Earnhardt Jr. going through what he is going through with his concussion protocol and his concussion issues. Is there any doubt? I mean, can we worry somewhat that Dale Earnhardt Jr. may not come back as well?
Well, Jr. has already come out and said that he's fully planning on running. I think a lot of people, in all honesty, are skeptical on the other side because of the amount of concussions he's already had. Is that even a good idea for him? A couple more hard hits, you don't know what's going to happen
right
at that point. So I think it's everything that I know, Junior is coming back, but you know, this could set a precedent really for other drivers in the future to say, hey, you know what? I've done a lot in my career. I'm happy with it. I'm moving on. I hope not for the fan's sake base, but you know, between losing Carl Edwards now and even Tony Stewart not being at the track, that's going to be obviously some change of pace for a lot of fans and who they root for.
Once again, we're talking to Jordan Fuller from Landrum Spring Racing, as he's our local racing expert here on ESPN Radio 102.7. Jordan, is there anything going on from a local news that we need to share today?
Absolutely. The thing that I would bring up and mention, the Chili Bowl is going to be the final event is this Saturday night. You can actually catch it live on MAV TV if you have DirecTV. I think it's either 214 or 219 is the channel number. But Tyler Courtney, who runs for Clawson Marshall in the Midget Series, also has ties to Top Motorsports, which is located out of Rochester, Indiana, just picked up last week, or a couple weeks ago, the Junior Knepper down at DeCoin, Illinois, and he just picked up the first night of the Chili Bowl in the same car. And it's pretty remarkable. It's a touching story because obviously you have Clawson, which is Brian Clawson's father that started that team with Marshall. And for them to come out and already have the success that they're having is really sensational. Not only is he going to run for the national USAC Sprint Car title for Top Motorsports, he's now set to run the USAC National Midget title for 2017. It's a feel-good story, obviously, with Clawson's dad losing Brian last year, and be able to come back running his memory. And they're doing a lot of things to bring awareness over to people. So they do the donor registration, because Brian Clawson did save multiple lives with some of his organs after he passed away.
That's awesome. That's good. Good stuff. Good share there. Once again, Jordan Fuller from Landrum Racing Springs. He's our expert here for racing locally and nationally. Jordan, always a pleasure, my man. Great to have you back in the frigid cold, too.
We came home to a 75-degree split in Florida, so that was a slight shock.
Exactly. We'll talk to you next week, my man.
That sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Here's the thing, Todd Burlidge. I haven't been around racing a lot. I do enjoy it, especially the big ones like the Daytona 500. Obviously, the Indy 500 is another big one that I like to watch. I don't think Carl Edwards is done. I have this weird feeling. I get it. It's a nice storyline to say, I want to spend some time with the kids. And he very well
will. That's
the old
storyline in the book, right?
And it, yeah, and it may very well be that. But I have a feeling this guy's going to be behind a car again.
He is a restless guy. He's a busy guy. He's fit. He always is moving around. He likes to stay busy. I just can't see him sitting around reading Goodnight Moon to his kids every night of the week. Now, one thing, he's brilliant in the broadcast booth, so perhaps that's an endeavor he might pursue. That's not out of the question. Maybe be a fill-in driver, a part-time driver. I personally think there's more to this than meets the eye. because there was no indication whatsoever that he was going to make a move, make a decision like this after the season. There was nothing to suggest this. I know there was some in the last race. He got himself in a little trouble with the boss because of a problem with Joey Logano. Another story for another day. I just think there's more to this, and I agree with you. I think he will be back in a car sooner than later.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Floyd Money Mayweather says he wants to fight, and he's okay with fighting Conor McGregor, but he ain't going to pay him $100 million. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Pat Doherty. This is The Homestretch. Todd Berlich here as well on ESPN Radio 102.7.
The Homestretch with Pat Doherty.